This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Ringgit and Cents, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanesan. Earlier this week in Parliament, the topic of bankruptcies was brought up with talk about a possible amendment to the Insolvencies Act. Now, while most of us have probably heard the term and even used it in our conversations, do we really understand what it means and the implications of being bankrupt in Malaysia? To help me unpack and understand this concept, I'm speaking with Nirmala Subramaniam, manager at the Financial Education Department at AKPK, the agency counseling Dunpeng Urusan Credit. Nirmala, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Roshan. Thank you for having me.
Nirmala, there are some lawmakers who are concerned that there are more people at risk of bankruptcy because of the pandemic or the impacts of the pandemic. How does one end up in bankruptcy in Malaysia?
Okay, when we talk about personal bankruptcy, we're not talking about corporate here, we're talking about personal bankruptcy. Basically, there are two, either is a debtor declared bankrupt or either via through creditor's petition or it could be even debtor's petition. So when we talk about creditor's petition, it means that it's a process where a debtor is declared bankrupt based on the creditor's petition based on he is not being able to pay his loans. Yeah. And so his creditors are actually filing a case, and it's only by court that a person can be declared bankrupt. And the amount should be more, his debt should be more than 50,000 ringgit. Then only the creditor can actually file in for bankruptcy against the debtor. The other one has a debtor, he himself can go and file in for a self-declaration and to say that I wish to declare myself as a bankrupt and I would want to settle everything. I would want the things now back to the insolvency department. So I do not want the harassment and things from the creditors, actually.
What are the implications of bankruptcy to an individual?
Okay, there are a few restrictions that would happen. Yeah, one of it is a restriction to go abroad, to travel overseas. Yeah, so definitely they will be barred from traveling overseas unless it's a very urgent issue or a very emergency situation. Then they would need to get permission from the DGI, the Director General of Insolvencies Office. The other restrictions that are there is also they can't be acting as a director of a company anymore or carrying out any business under their name. Yeah, and all their assets under their name will be now seized and placed under the insolvencies office. So what will happen is once a person is declared bankrupt, he or she would need to go to the insolvency department. They will have a file. They conduct an interview. They will have to list down all the things that they owe, all the things that they own. And now the insolvency will make decision to see, okay, are there things that can be actually sold off to gain an income, to settle off their debts, to pay off their debts. So this is what will happen. So in that process, there will be some implications in terms of them, even their savings account and current account, all their banking account will actually be frozen. But if they are earning a salary and they need to maintain one account, then all that will be done through their negotiation with the insolvency department. So basically, the very common restrictions we always speak about is traveling, owning a company, their savings account, current account are being frozen, and also has, in terms of their assets, also will be frozen.
Right. So these are assets under this person's name. So on that note, Nirmala, what can or can't the bank or debtor seize or freeze?
Okay. As a bankrupt, yeah, your assets actually rest in the Director General of Insolvency, DGI, they call it. Yeah, and the creditors can take no further legal proceedings against you to recover any debts incurred. Yeah, but if, let's say, it's a secured creditor, for example, we're talking about a property loan, yeah, then yes, they may seize and auction the property. But normally, this would definitely have been done prior to the bankruptcy, because the moment a person defaults their loan, then the financier has their methods to actually recover the loan. So one of the action that they would take on a secured loan is definitely to auction off the property first. And whatever proceeds of the sale will be used for paying off the debt. And if there are some balances, if the person is already declared a bankrupt, then it will be returned, that balance would be returned to the DGI's place to be credited back into the estate account of the bankrupt. So the bankrupt would have actually an estate account that's managed by the DGI. So this would be done. So if it's a secured loan, then yes. And if it's the name is solely under the debtor's name, the bankrupt's name, yeah. So then yes, they can actually realize the property. They can actually auction off the property. But in most cases, this is normally done way off before it comes to bankruptcy's proceeding. Yeah.
And when it comes to this sort of situation, if it's against a secured asset, if let's say someone can't pay off their property loan anymore, the process of the bank stepping in would happen before any type of bankruptcy proceeding, or does it happen concurrently?
It happens before. Normally, the first action, once a person's default their property, is to auction off the property first. So they would definitely take on that action first. And then whatever proceedings from the sale will be used to settle off the debt. If there is balance, they would return back to the borrower. And if not, there will be a loss after sale, and that also they would claim back from the borrower. So in any case, most of the property loans, they would actually take the action of auctioning first.
So there are two ways that you can end up in bankruptcy. Either you declare or someone files a proceeding against you. And in both situations, it really is kind of the last resort at that point. Nirmala, when it comes to bankruptcy, who else can be affected by this? Does the family or the spouse get impacted by it?
Yeah, they can actually, because there is an act that says if the bankrupt fails to turn up, yeah, and when he is called in for the interview or the court, the spouse can actually be summoned by the court or even arrested. There is an act on that. And in terms of bankruptcy, it will affect a family in a lot of indirect ways, actually, because it's a financial implication, because a bankrupt would not be able to take up new loans or, you know, even getting a job may be difficult, because there are some jobs who would actually restrict a bankrupt from joining. So there could be financial implications there. And in terms of the debt, if the asset is actually on a joint name, of course, the spouse will still have her part, yeah? But there will still be an issue in terms of, if I were to sell, then, you know, how much can be used here? And there are acts on it that there are a lot of financial implications actually on the spouse.
So joint assets aren't protected from bankruptcy proceedings?
It is protected in the sense that if it's on the joint name, they cannot actually kind of like take the joint borrower's, let's say it's husband and wife. Husband is declared bankrupt. So the wife has a 50% share of the house, right? So they can only now hold the 50% share of the husband, yeah? And the 50% share of the wife, no, they can't. That means they can't force sell the house unless the wife agrees to do that too. Yeah, but if they are still servicing loan. Yeah, they're still servicing loan to the bank. And in this sense, if due to this situation they are not able to service their loan, then definitely the bank will still proceed with their collections effort in terms of actually auctioning off the property. So it's to either the asset is protected or not. It also depends on their affordability to pay or not after that.
Now, how does one get out of bankruptcy? Keep it here to Ringgit and Sense to find out. Welcome back to Ring It In Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Kanesan. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Nirmala Subramanian, manager at the Financial Education Department of AKPK, the Agency Counseling Dan Pung Urusan Credit. Now, we've explored the basics and implications of bankruptcy to an individual. My question now is, how do we reverse that and how do we get out of bankruptcy?
Okay, based on the new Insolvency Act 2016, there is an automatic discharge, yeah, and where the bankrupt shall be discharged from bankruptcy after 3 years from the date of submission of his statement of affairs. But this is also subject to the condition that the bankrupt has achieved the target contribution determined by the Director General of Insolvency. Yeah? So that means, if he has followed his, he has paid up to a certain amount, he has followed his structured plan based on the target that the DGI set, yeah, and provided there is no objection by the creditors, then he is eligible for this automatic discharge. Of course, there are also other ways in terms of they making an application in court at any time for the bankruptcy order to be annulled on grounds if, let's say, the debt, they have managed to settle the debt in full, and or if he was not supposedly to be made bankrupt, maybe on some technical grounds, maybe it was due to a fraudulent, or maybe it was due to some other technical grounds that maybe the financier overlooked. So in this case, if he can prove it, then yes, he can apply for being out. So these are actually the ways of it. But there is a cost involved here, yeah, in terms of actually applying for a discharge.
And well, what's the cost, Nirmala?
It depends on how many creditors they have. Mm. So because there will be, let's say they are applying and they are willing to actually make their settlement now. So now you would have to discuss with every creditor. So it depends on how many creditors you have, and then the cost will actually come up there. It's a certain percentage.
So that's the process of technically getting out of bankruptcy. But there are, I think, other implications of having gone into bankruptcy and coming back out of that. From your experience and observations, is it possible to reverse the damage that has been done, or are some things just irreversible in the situation?
I mean, this is nothing permanent. At times when the situation is really bad, bankruptcy is so much better than actually, you know, because we have seen cases where people actually commit suicide, taking their lives, even going to the extent of borrowing from loan sharks. So that's even worse. I would say bankruptcy is a last resort, but it's so much better than any of those drastic actions. Yeah, and because once there is still an option, there is still a way out, and there are many people who have made it out and they have started new life. Of course, it takes time, but it's possible. But definitely what we want to advise is that prevention is definitely better than that. So let's not wait till the last resort. At AKPK, we always are talking about, we have to take this 4A action always. The first thing is to admit that we have problem. And understand that, okay, these are the number of debts I have and it's a bit too high. Then sit and analyze. The second A is to sit and analyze. Let's analyze, okay, what are the total debts that I have? Can I really pay? And then analyze the cash flow as well. Sit and calculate, this is income, this is expenses. Can I afford to pay my loans a bit more? Is it possible for me to settle them on my own? So this is where you sit and analyze the current situation. And the third A is actually to take action about it, act on it. So now, if I need to settle this debt, I need to reduce my expenses. So where can I reduce? So I reduce them. Is it possible? Or do I really need to meet my finances? I have to take the action to meet my finances, go and see them and see, okay, can I actually ask for an extension, reduce, so in order that I can pay, so that I can prevent all this action. Being in ignorant and, you know, not taking action is the one that leads us to the extreme. Yeah. So it is quite a period, you know, before it really reaches to bankruptcy. So the banks have their measures. So what can we do before that? Yeah. So that is acting upon it. And of course, the last A Not to forget, if you can't act or you are in the loss of to analyze your own situation, then come to AKPK and then we will help you to analyze and also to negotiate with your financier to get a restructured repayment plan, which is affordable by the borrower and acceptable by the financier. So try to prevent it rather than going towards the last situation. And then there are ways to come out. No, nothing wrong with that, but always prevention is better than cure.
Nirmala, just for context, what are some of the common causes of bankruptcy in Malaysia?
If we look at the latest data as of December 2019, we saw that 32% of the bankrupt cases were due to personal loans, actually, and 21.53% is due to higher purchase. So what we can see is mainly is from flat rate loans, which can be quite costly if it's taken over a longer period. So we do see that these two are the main reasons, common reasons for bankruptcy, actually.
And getting to bankruptcy itself is a bit of a long road as well. It's, as we mentioned earlier, it's one of the last measures you take. And while it is one of the last measures, it's not something that you should be avoided if you're in trouble. But prevention is better than cure. Along the road there, what is AKPK's role in all of this?
So we can assist a client prior to bankruptcy. So the moment he or she realizes that, okay, I can't manage my finances or I'm already having problem paying my monthly installment, there are times that I miss a monthly installment, that is already signs of financial trouble. Yeah, because if you miss 1 month of your monthly installment, meaning that next month you would have to pay double of it, and which if there is no increase of income, then how are you going to make it? So that's definitely a sign. So if they come to us early, we can help them. What we would do is we will negotiate with the financier, looking at their cash flow to see what is the exact amount that they can afford now. And we try to negotiate with the financier to come up with a restructured repayment plan. So what we are trying to help this client is to help him pay the loan in with his affordability. And this can actually help prevent other further litigation process. So while they are in AKPK's debt management program, what they get is whatever legal action that has been taken to them will also be given a moratorium, meaning that they all will be put on hold and they will not proceed with it, you know, just put on hold. So while they are in the program. But let's say if they join our program and they also default after 2 months, then we will also have to terminate them from the program and then the banks will just continue with their proceeding. So while they are in the program, they can have the peace of mind. The debt collectors will not be calling them. Legal actions will all be put on hold. Yeah, so they have this a lot of these measures that could actually help them. They have now a better restructured plan according to their affordability. So they, if they follow the plan well enough, they can be out of financial troubles. We had a lot of success cases who are actually out of financial problems and they have avoided the bankruptcy. In fact, our debt management program indirectly has helped to reduce the bankruptcy numbers.
So basically, going to AKPK will help you restructure the situation that you're facing.
It will help to restructure and so that it can avoid a lot of other issues. We have helped people to save their house from being auctioned. We have helped people in terms of, you know, before even up to the case where they are already summoned in the court, you know, and then if before the judgment comes out. So we want is that they must come to us early. Don't wait until the very last minute, because if you are at a stage of where the bankruptcy notice is already sent to you, then it's going to be a bit difficult for us to assist. So come to us very much earlier, the moment that you feel. Even if you want to come to us just for advice to see how you can correct your situation, you can also do that. So it's not necessarily just for those who are in trouble, but also those who feel that, oh, I'm not getting things right and I can make things better, but I do not know how. So we can also provide advice in that sense.
All right, Nirmala, on that note, thank you so much for joining me today.
All right. Thank you, Roshan. Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking to Nirmala Subramanian, manager at the Financial Education Department of AKPK, the agency counseling Nampung Arosan Credit. You've been listening to Ringgit and Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. I'm Roshan Karnason for BFM 89.9.
Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.